Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo, usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government, not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, trying to get our next guest lined up. But as we've said in the past, sometimes things happen, and that's just the way things are. So doing my best to see if we can't round him up. We'll leave a message and see if we can't get them to come on with us. But if not, then we will... As they say, the show must go on. So, in turn, some of you have called in asking to be on air, and you're more than welcome to do that. 303-477-5600. If we get him in, the voicemail box is full. Charlie, thank you. Okay, so voicemail's full, so we will do our best to rebook someone. In the meantime, if you've got a comment or a question that you'd like to add to what we've been talking about today, feel free, 303-477-5600. The lines are open, 303-477-5600. By the way, I got some great text messages from some of you when it comes to the, you know, mask situation and what we're doing to our kids. And as I said in that last hour, yes, we are teaching our kids, unfortunately, to be afraid of everything. Somebody else said that they're also in favor of what I'm saying, which is, you know, leaving things open and so on until people don't obey. And then that gets other people sick or they die. Well, if we do what other countries have done that have been successful with COVID, and we get those that are the most vulnerable to protect themselves, I, for one, don't see how that's my fault that they get COVID and then die. And I'm being very, very forthright here, folks. I'm not trying to be mean or rude either. But let me change this around. If I knew that I had a compromised system and that by being out in public in places where I might get COVID, it would be detrimental to me, and I all of a sudden go out for dinner with Charlie, who has COVID, doesn't know it, but does, and I somehow get it and die, I don't feel like that would be Charlie's fault, nor would it be anybody else's fault. It would be my fault for knowing that I'm compromised. And I go out anyways. And by the way, just as a side note, if I were that individual and I knew that it might affect me negatively by going out, I probably still would. It's just who I am. Because I don't let things like that bother me. Now, if I'm somebody that's worried about dying, don't know where I'm going, I'm afraid of it, then yeah, I would probably just stay home and not go anywhere at all and shut myself in the basement, much like Joe Biden did for a while. I, though, am not that individual, so I would have a hard time doing so. Ken is up next today, or up first today, actually. Ken, welcome. How are you?
Hey, doing real good there, John. Yeah, I want to bring something up that's new in my world in COVID, and I want to forewarn people because it's going to come to the whole country.
Okay.
And that is, I work at a place that a lot of people are working from home. I can occasionally, I can't always. So there are a lot that I haven't seen since March or whenever they started.
Okay.
Well, occasionally now you'll see one of them come in because it's been this long, and they will wear their mask. And see, we haven't had any COVID, and most of us aren't wearing our mask.
Right.
And we wear it if we're like in a group, and they come in and freak out if you don't have your mask on. And they're ready to get you in trouble with human resources, and oh my gosh, how bad it is. See, they've been sitting at home ordering groceries. They haven't been outside. They're scared to death. They only walk their dog, and they stay 4 miles from anyone else. Well, they're going to come back to work one day, at every place, and they're going to freak.
Agree. So these are people that basically, so it's like Charlie and I. We were here. We worked all the way through COVID. And by the way, I will continue to, no matter what happens. It's just what I do, because I'm not going to stay home and cower around. And I will not get into details, but I will tell you that I can sympathize with what you're saying, Ken, as two individuals that have been here throughout COVID, have never gotten sick through COVID, did our jobs through COVID. I've known what it's like to be thrown under the bus for not wearing a mask.
And, you know, it's bad because, you know, some of us have small sinuses. So mine stay clogged all day long.
Yes, you know, you and I can very much relate to that.
But I don't wear it, but just a tidbit when I'm, like, on the floor with the group of people. And I still, and all night long, you know, I'm sitting there with my closed sinuses. And you know, I just don't get it. And then they tell you 90% of the people that catch it are wearing a mask.
Right. Yeah, I read that. There's been several tweets even that have gone out by folks that are very, Richard sent me some stuff today on this, very, how should I say this, very much on the side of being protective with COVID and all those different things, and yet somehow got COVID, Ken. Go figure.
See, we have had 4 people through where I work get it, and the first 3 were on vacation when they got it. They hadn't been to work in like a week or two, and so they just didn't, you know, until their 14 days was done.
Right. So by the way, I found the tweet that Richard sent me. This is a person by the name of Arnie, A-R-N-E Duncan, who very much has been on the, you know, mask-wearing crusade and, you know, everybody should be careful and this, that, and the other. And this is the tweet. I so appreciate everyone's good wishes. How did we catch it? I don't know. We wore masks. We socially distanced. We've avoided crowds.
Yeah.
We haven't had people in our home. And I'm sure whoever gave it to us felt they did the same. COVID is in the air now. It's in almost every room you enter. And this is by somebody that's a rabid COVID, you know, they joined the COVID cult. Let's just say that, Ken, and yet somehow still ended up with COVID.
Yeah. And, you know, I have another thing, and I'm not the only one with this, too. My ears were bleeding bad from, you know, that elastic pulling on them.
Right.
And I'm only wearing it like 5% of the day.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And the masks, as they keep making them, they are getting smaller in many cases because they're cost cutting.
Yes, yes,
you know,
I've noticed
so they
that.
Can make more masks.
Yes, well said.
Yeah, so
that's
they
exactly
take
right.
A quarter inch off
yep.
of each one.
Yep.
So people, watch out. You know, it's coming to a place near
it
you.
It is. No, well said. Ken, I always appreciate your phone calls. He's right. Paul in Denver, hang tight. We'll take a break. Come back. I'll give you plenty of time that way. Extreme Auto Repair coming up next. We just heard from them. Don't forget a 15% discount for Rush to Reason listeners. It's really easy. Just go to klzradio.com. Look for Extreme there. And don't forget about your 15% off discount. And right now, they've got a free charging system inspection for you as well. Again, find them at klzradio.com.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong. Extreme Auto Repair will honor your service contract. Unlike most independent shops, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. 2-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership's service contract. Promises kept.
Franktown Firearms actually had, believe it or not, the owner of a good shop, emailed me this morning and said, hey, I want to buy some guns and some ammo, and I want to make sure that I'm prepared that no matter what happens, I've got things taken care of. Who do I contact at Franktown? And I said, call Sean, the owner. He'll be happy to take care of you. Tell him you're another sponsor here of Rush to Reason, and he'll take great care of you. Well, whether you're a sponsor or not, Franktown's going to take care of you. Go to franktownfirearms.com, find him at klzradio.com, or call directly at 720-770-7777.
Instead of transporting your firearms to and from the range, you can store them safely on-site at the Franktown Firearms Armory. After purchasing a firearm, the team at Franktown recommends that you shoot consistently with your own gun on the range, as well as signing up for one of their proprietary training courses or one-on-one instruction so you can develop confidence handling your gun. You can also store your firearms temporarily while you're on vacation or protect your heirloom weapons without taking up space in your gun safe at home. The team at Franktown prides themselves on developing long-term relationships with their clients. They see beginners turn into experts all the time. First-time buyers come in looking for guidance and come back because they're having fun. Learn to shoot with confidence in a family atmosphere. Store your firearms at Franktown. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for pricing. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Paul in Denver is next. Paul, welcome.
Good afternoon, John. I've got a big dilemma. It's just driving me nuts. I work in the construction trades,
okay,
commercial and industrial related to construction.
Sure.
The company I work for at this one job site has about 40 guys working there.
Okay.
Overall, this construction site, which is a larger commercial site, has, I'm guessing, maybe 300 guys working there.
Wow. Okay.
People of different trades.
Right.
Okay. So, it's one of the requirements, as you might expect, from the owner of the property. It's a very large corporation. Everyone would know it, would recognize it. Requires all the masks 100% of the time, even covering your nose, the whole bit.
Right.
And it's driving a lot of people crazy. It's very much hit or miss, but just today, about 40% of the people had the masks all the way up over their nose. A good percentage, some percentage of them, if they thought they can get away with it, had it under their chin, including the managers, supervisors, leads, what have you. So they're not following it themselves. And it goes on, and I know a lot of these people don't believe that you really need to have the mask, but everyone's following it simply because it's a rule.
Right.
And that's it. It's just a rule, so you do it or you're not on the site. And
right.
Quite frankly, all the job sites have it. It's not like I can say, well, I'll leave this site and go to another site.
Right.
I don't have to.
Right.
I don't have to suffocate. And, you know, I assure you I'm not going around sneezing on anybody.
Sure.
So I don't know what
sure.
the heck. It's ridiculous. But in any case, so there's a whole lot of hypocrisy. There's a whole lot of inconsistency. We know what this, you, me, and the rest of the listeners know what the stats are, regarding this. There have been some people have gone home who, because they hadn't been feeling well, they get tested for COVID, they sit home in 2 weeks. One guy I work with, he was home for 2 weeks. He felt absolutely fine, but the test said positive, so he had to be home. And that's it. You know, he gets paid for it because the company, you know, has to pay for it by law, and they get reimbursed by all of us. So he sat home feeling perfectly healthy and capable, and we all covered that cost of his
mm-hmm.
of his wages. You know, we talk, what are we teaching our kids? What are we doing to our kids? What are we doing to ourselves? It's all a function of fear of being sued. Now, in this situation, the owner presumably wants the work to continue. They the general contractor doesn't want the job site shut down by having a whole lot of people testing positive, even though most of them, as we all know, would probably be asymptomatic or no more ill than if
right.
they had the flu
right.
or bad flu, whatever. So they wouldn't shut a job site down for that. But that's presumably their fear. The fear is legitimate in terms of having some impact that the job site has to get shut down, because that costs a lot of money at that point. So it's a chicken and egg thing, and I don't know how they get out of this cycle.
I don't either, and you're right. It really is a chicken and egg situation, and I'm going to talk more about this at the 5 o'clock mark. And Paul, no, to your point, it's a real dilemma. I don't know the answer. I mean, in your world, you've got to do whatever you got to do to keep your job and keep moving forward, just like we do here. I mean, I'm doing the same thing at the station. You know, we have a building rule and then a company rule as well, so we're doing the exact same things that you are. And you know, it is what it is. You don't have any choice. I do think in a lot of cases it's very hypocritical on all fronts, because frankly we're learning more and more every day that they're doing nothing by wearing them anyways, and yet we're being forced to in a lot of cases wear them, whether it's at work or whether it's out in public going to restaurants and you know, the restaurants, the convenience store or Costco. It doesn't matter. It's the same situation.
It is, and people know it. It's like talking about the emperor without clothes. You know, we all know it. No one is prepared to stand up and say the truth. Who has any authority, to change it? That's really what it comes down to. So we're all like little, just following along.
Yep, that's exactly right. No,
we have,
Paul, great. And by the way,
I'm
going to run to David. Paul, great call as always, and I appreciate it. And yeah, in a lot of cases, we don't have any choice. It is what it is. I hope there's a way we can potentially get this changed. David, you're next, sir.
Hey, I always appreciate all subjects that you cover, John, all of you guys. I'm not naming everybody by name, but I'm just saying all of you. And Charlie's always the consummate gentleman. My quick comment here real quick is an advertising plug. You've been advertising on Novus Auto Glass.
Novus, yes.
Novus, and I vouch, I'm giving you another testament here. I just booked my windshield replacement.
Awesome.
And it happens to be... And it happens to be the franchise in my little town of Berthoud.
Awesome.
Was floored.
Awesome. Thank you.
I just pulled it down. So that's what I told Mike. I said, Mike, this is great. And so that's my testament there. But on COVID today, I'm in and out of Denver all the time. I mean, I'm everywhere, the front range, but I spend more time on my doing job walks and things down there. So I'm down doing a job walk, and the two guys that I'm meeting with, they've got masks on, and I've had mine in my hand because we're outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll kind of give the idea of where it is. It's one of the pedestrian bridges going over I-25. I'm near that. And I would say 75% of the people going over the bridge have all got a mask on. And I'm like, we're outside. I'm trying to figure this out. Well, here's the irony of it. I have to go where when I go inside of a building. I went inside the building, had my mask on, came out, took it off, got it in my hand, around my wrist, whatever, and I put it back on to go. I needed a cup of coffee, so I go into this little shop right off the street there over by REI. And without thinking, I've got the mask on, I order it, and I walk out. I've gotten so anesthetized to the stupid mask, the guy serving me coffee didn't have his mask on.
No, my word.
I walked out going, oh, good grief. This is so stupid. Now I'm the frog in the pot of water, and it's getting turned upon me.
Yeah.
So the point is, there I go. I get tongue tied when I talk to you guys. I get so frustrated. I don't know what else to say. It's just none of it's making sense.
No, it's not. No, you're 100% correct, David. It's not, and that's the whole point. I'm going to go into this in more detail at the 5 o'clock. Mark, as well, I'm going to spend really the whole hour talking about it because, no, David, none of this makes any sense. They keep talking about, the science. Well, the reality is we're not following the science. That's the problem I have.
No, and so
that the more I'm thinking about it from just a practical standpoint, you go get tested for COVID. What were your symptoms? I didn't feel good. Okay? Are you? The viruses are viruses. This, you've lived through it. I've lived through Hong Kong flu. We were all in our, you know, early childhood. But I did a trip with my grandmother who was in her 60s. My parents were in their late 30s. We drove from Texas to Colorado to New Mexico and back. Guess what was happening? 1967, 68, Hong Kong flu.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I survived and nobody got sick. And we were in three states. Oh, no. I don't, you know, sorry, guys, I'm venting now. So
no, you're fine. You're fine. No, you're, David, I appreciate you as well. Thank you so much for the call. I do appreciate it. Bill in Boulder, you're next. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, John. So David was talking about the frog and the boiling pot
yes.
of water, and I wanted to kind of come back to that and what your guest on last hour, and you guys were talking about the erosion of our rights, our First Amendment rights and so forth, and the violence there in D.C., you know, and I want to start this off. I'm going to paraphrase something that George Carlin once said about fascism, and basically he said that political correctness is fascism masquerading as – or is, masquerading with manners,
mm-hmm.
or is basically not masquerading with manners, but is
yep.
fascism with manners. And, you know...
And by the way, you may have not liked a lot of things George Carlin said, but he was very right when he said that.
Absolutely. I mean, the guy was actually a pretty keen observer of
yes.
human nature and
yes.
everything, and was no fan of big government, that's for sure.
Nope.
You know, so kind of coming back to that, you know, I think that we're already... We're well on our way of losing our First Amendment rights. You know, we've got to be sensitive about pronouns that we use, and you know, people are
right.
imposing that on us. I see that all the time. I saw it in an email signature line actually once from an official. I couldn't believe that. And you know, the Second Amendment—they're making it so onerous to either own a firearm or look at California, where you have to have a background check just to buy ammunition. They're not going to get rid of the Second Amendment. They're just going to make it so difficult to be able to exercise that right that nobody's going to choose to do so. And I think we're seeing that happen with the First Amendment as well. You know, we want to go out and support our president and thank him for the job he did over the past 4 years. And we got people that come in and, you know, basically want to shake things up and bother people while they're dining. This is all happening already.
Yep,
and
it is.
We're being complicit in it, and that's the scary part.
Yep. No, you are exactly right, Bill.
And
it goes back to that, you know, frog in the boiling water. I mean, you know, we're doing some of this because we feel like we have to. If you want to buy a particular good or item, then of course when you go into that store, you got to wear the mask. And by the way, I am for businesses having, you know, the ability to set whatever rules they want. If they say no shoes, no service.
Right.
If they say you got to wear a, you know, pink shirt with white polka dots on it, you know, they're free to do whatever they want when it comes to that.
Yeah,
my problem is when the government, you know, starts to enforce those things upon them and then upon us as to where I have the issue. And frankly, Bill, that's
Absolutely.
Where we're at. In a lot of cases, these are not the businesses that are imposing this. It's the businesses imposing it because they've been told to.
Absolutely. And if they stray from that line, then they're going to be shut down. I've
yep.
seen that happen before. And the other thing, too, real quick, John, is, what's this doing us as a society? I mean, I was out for a walk yesterday, and to David's point, I was on a small street. There was a couple coming the other way. They didn't have their masks down around their necks. They were talking to each other. We probably had a good 12 to 16 feet between us. This is just a normal residential
mm-hmm.
side street, and a little breeze blowing. And as soon as they saw me getting close, and I didn't even have a mask on. I'm out for a walk,
right?
And you know, the masks come up, and I'm like, really?
That's ridiculous. We are being
We're
so conditioned on that,
anymore.
Bill, that,
yeah.
And I just so you and everybody else know, if I go for a walk, I'm not taking a mask. I'm outdoors.
No.
I'm walking. I don't care what stink eye I get.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter to me. And but to your point, Bill, I've encountered the same thing. And what really bothers me is when you pass young people that are actually out, and they've been so conditioned that if they come near you, they either give you the stink eye or put their own mask on because some adult in their life has conditioned them to do so.
I saw some little kid yesterday. He was probably 9 or 10 years old. He was riding his bicycle. He had a mask on. So he's there rebreathing his shoes.
Unreal.
He's riding
Unbelievable.
A bicycle on a beautiful...
And a kid does not need
know,
that in the first place. Kids, I don't want to say kids are immune
no.
from this because we've seen kids get it and so on, and I get that, but
so,
the reality is the risk
low.
Of a... the risk of a young person dying from COVID, they've got a higher risk of him crashing on the bike and dying, Bill, than of COVID.
Yes. Yeah, he had a higher risk of getting hit by lightning.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Yep. It's good tragic. Good call. Bill, I appreciate it,
Thanks, as always.
Thank you very much. Good call. Mark and Black Forest, John and Cheyenne, both of you hang tight. We'll come right back. I'm going to push Richard off. Since he's my son, I can do that. We'll fit him in accordingly. So we'll take all your calls. If anybody else wants to call in and talk about this, feel free. 303-477-5600. We'll be right back, though. Pure for Chevrolet coming up next, folks. And, hey, if you want to go buy a car where they're going to treat you right and sell you a car with confidence and take great care of you, that is Pure for Chevrolet. In Fort Lupton, it's 303-659-8311 or find them at purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
All right, folks, as we head into the Christmas, Thanksgiving, Christmas season, you're going to realize that possibly your kitchen doesn't function quite like you'd like it to. Just remember that if there's things you would like to change, that's very doable. Between Enchanted Kitchens and Affordable Interest Mortgage, you could get the right mortgage, get that Enchanted Kitchen that you want, get it all done and handled, and maybe make that a Christmas present to either yourself, your spouse, or your family. Just go to EnchantedKitchens.net, call directly at 303-376-7588, or go to KLZRadio.com.
The Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center feels like home, only better. The design process at Enchanted Kitchens always begins in their award-winning showroom because their team believes you need to see, touch, and feel your new kitchen ahead of time. Built to look like a nicer version of your own home with an open floor plan, the Experience Center allows you to visualize a kitchen that works. Standing inside a true-to-life example of a functional kitchen, you can start to imagine how much more you'll enjoy your new space, solidifying your vision for your home. Then, the Enchanted Kitchens design team will bring samples into your home to help truly picture your new kitchen and discuss the design based on your budget and style. Visit the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center and feel at home, only better. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/kitchens and schedule a free design consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center, where magic meets design.
And as I said earlier, if you want that Enchanted Kitchen, Kurt can help you with how to make that happen. We'll talk to Kurt at 5 o'clock for our Monday Mortgage Minute. In the meantime, though, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever, and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John and Cheyenne, you're next. What's going on, sir?
Hey, John. This is unbelievable. It's getting worse and worse. I thought it would get better after the election either way, but they're losing their friggin' minds.
Yes.
So my wife and I, we always go on vacation this time of the year. We're leaving Thursday.
Great.
So she's like, I don't want to fly. We can't go to Hawaii because of, what a nightmare to go there.
Yeah, it is a nightmare. It is. Actually, you're right.
And then she goes, you know, wearing a mask for more than 2 hours on a plane is, and she's doing Europe, so she had a mask on for 10 hours, except during her break.
Wow.
On the plane. And I don't know if you saw the study, Boeing and the U.S. Air Force did a survey, and they said the air is cleaner on airplanes than it is anywhere else because of the filtration.
Right.
So it's stupid. So then we're looking, where are we going to go? So we thought maybe we'd go with the good snow that we've gotten the last couple weeks down into the mountains in Colorado. Summit County's a wreck. You can't go there. They're down to 25%.
Right.
There's a couple of hotels that we like to stay. I called one of them. They said, oh, yeah, we can't do the complimentary breakfast. Summit County won't allow us. I'm like, so you're going to lose my business. We called all over, and the timeshare we own has a place in Avon, Beaver Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And we called there. They said, yeah, you can come. But half of the restaurants have closed down in Avon, and the other half are 25%. That's Eagle County.
Which means to try to get into a restaurant means either you've got to book several days in advance or good luck on eating.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then we're just, you know, we're like, what are we going to do? And we looked around, and we're going to go to Utah. They haven't lost their minds in Utah yet.
Good.
But, and it's a 6-hour drive, so not a big deal.
Yeah, not a huge issue.
No, and the weather's going to be nice. On the day we're driving there, the weather's going to be nice. Once we're there, we're going to a mountain town. If it snows, what do we care? We're going to ski and, you know, maybe snowshoe or whatever. But Colorado, does your governor realize how much money he's losing right now?
John, he doesn't care.
No, you know why? Because he's a spoiled little rich kid.
Yep.
He didn't earn his money.
That's right. He has no value for the Colorado citizen at all whatsoever. None, period.
And as you've said before, your father knew his father when they were starting their business?
Yep.
Or was it your grandfather?
My grandfather. And my uncles and dad both. So all of them.
Yeah. They helped him start, his family start his business, but he don't have any respect now because he inherited everything. He doesn't know what it's like to work for a buck.
You are correct.
So when he's putting people out of work left and right, if they shut the state of Colorado down, I was listening at the top of the hour, and they're saying that 80% of the restaurants might close down and never reopen.
Yes.
They're just like, we're done.
Yes.
And that, you know, they were talking, the previous caller said what Carlin said about socialism. That's a step to socialism because you put all those people out of work. Where are they going to go? On the government
on
dole.
On the dole, which, by the way, is exactly what Joe Biden talked about in some of his economic, you know, quote unquote plans today. He had a speech and basically talked about how we need to make sure that everybody's got, you know, we need a $3 trillion stimulus package, another $3 trillion passed so we can basically hand out more money. The problem is, if you do the math, that $3 trillion doesn't go far enough to, you know, really help anybody.
No, it's not going to help anybody. And, you know, the last stimulus check, I mean, they gave it to me, I took it, but I turned around and just used it to pay my taxes for last year. So it was like, here's the government, here's money. Okay, we'll give it to you. And the taxes. And I understand the corporate policy. I work for a big corporation, and they're so worried about a whole bunch of people getting sick that they told everybody, if you want to work from home through the middle of January, if you feel that safe, go ahead and do it.
Right.
They're just looking at it from their bottom line. If I could do, like, I could do 98% of my job from home. There's a couple of things I need to go to the office for. But other than that, if I could do my job from home and stay safe and not get sick and not have to get paid sick time or anything else, they're happy.
Yep.
And
you're right.
Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah, so, exactly. Exactly, John. No, why wouldn't they be? Well, hey, good luck on vacation. Have fun. And we'll talk when you're back, I'm sure, if not before.
Yeah, I'll talk to you probably after Thanksgiving.
Okay, man. Well, enjoy, sir.
Have a good one.
You bet, sir. Appreciate it very much. Let's get Mark and Black from Black Forest in next. Mark, you're up. What's going on, sir?
Hey, John.
How we doing, Mark?
We've been talking about how illogical and unreasonable this is, but we're looking at it from the wrong viewpoint. If you're a globalist, or if you're, you know, part of the high echelon of the European Union or member of the deep state, this makes perfect sense. This is perfectly logical because their goal is, like the previous caller just mentioned, their goal is to destroy the middle class, destroy this country, and make everybody dependent on them. All they care about is power.
No, Mark, you are spot on. To your point, A, they don't care about the average American. B, they don't care about the average Coloradan. And C, if they could make us into a globalist, worldwide, economy and dependent upon all of the other countries for our upkeep here, that's exactly what they want. And by the way, they're pushing us one step closer to that, and that's exactly what Joe Biden will do.
Yeah, they're basically enslaving us.
Yeah.
And it's they're all communists.
Yes.
They really are.
Yes, Mark, well said. No, and that's exactly.
This is
one step in that direction. The more they can get us to, wear masks and all of this, nonsense of social distancing. I saw over the weekend where even Fauci said that, once we get vaccines and we start implementing that and so on, we should still social distance and wear masks. Well, in other words, Mark, we're going to be wearing these stupid things forever if they have their way.
Right, right. Yeah, this whole thing's bigger than the Democratic Party.
Sure is.
Much bigger.
Sure is. It's a worldwide. We shouldn't call it a pandemic. It's a worldwide cult, Mark, that they're trying to get everybody to join in on.
It's they're trying to take over the United States.
Yep.
Make it more like the European Union.
You're right. Well said. Mark, as always, I appreciate always great comments. Linda in Lake George, you're welcome. You're up next, I should say. Welcome to Rush to Reason. Thank you.
Hey, John. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Hey, I was calling because I saw something that I thought was really interesting regarding masks. On Halloween, I saw some teenage girls hanging out by Park and Rec up in Cripple Creek.
Okay.
And one of the girls needed to go to the bathroom. So she borrowed her friend's mask so she could go in and use the bathroom. I mean, talk about messed up,
Yeah, which means that she's now going to breathe in every single thing that other person exhaled, which... quite frankly, is even different than if you're, intimate with somebody and kiss them or something along those lines. Actually breathing what they're exhaling on an ongoing basis has got to be, Linda, one of the most disgusting things you could do.
I agree. I thought it was.
Linda, what are we teaching our kids? That the mask is more important, really, at the end of the day than their ultimate health?
They're being taught not to think.
Yeah, well said.
Not to think. You just do as you are told. Do what they say makes you safe, and you don't have to think. It's like having businesses close at a particular hour.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make a real difference with protecting anybody?
It doesn't. And you can, they've given the arguments for it that, because people that are out late tend to do this or they tend to do that. And the reality at the end of the day, Linda, is none of that holds any water with me whatsoever because... they're basically trying to condition, or not trying to, they are conditioning people to do things exactly the way they want it done, regardless of the outcome.
Yes. I think that the deep state basically is just preparing us to do the next thing.
I agree. No, Lynn, I'm not a conspiracy, you guys all know listening to me for any length of time, I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all. I don't believe in all the conspiracies that are out, running around, even including some of those, regarding the election. But I do believe that all of this mask wearing, and they literally have taken COVID, and I don't want to say that COVID was planned on the get-go. It's just ironic that it came out when it did. But I will say that they have taken COVID for everything it's worth and have turned it into this marketing tool. Let's call it what it is, Linda. It's a great marketing tool to get people to behave the way they want them to.
Yeah. And I know that there are people that have probably made a lot of money making masks.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing designer masks for sale now.
That's right.
I'm going.
Yes.
This is going crazy. But anyway, I just wanted to tell
you
that.
No, I appreciate you saying that because you're right. They are conditioning people to not think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, back in the 1800s. There was a book came out, and I don't know if it's still available online. It was free online. You could download it. But it was The Dumbing Down of America.
Hmm.
And it's been going on, and it's going on that much worse. And you talk to people, and it's they don't understand. I mean, they can't reason beyond the end of their nose. It's crazy.
Well, and real quick, and I know we got to go to break, Linda, but let me just close with this. I believe that they've done this because the entire world, first of all, England was always has always been mad and still is mad at the fact that we left them in the first place and established our own free country all the way back in the, let's face it, started in the 1600s. You know, everybody knows that history. I don't have to go over that. The reality is England was mad, and let's just face it, the rest of the world, Linda, is jealous. They do not like the United States of America. They do not like what we stand for. They do not like the freedom and the ability for us to have capitalism and do the things that we do. The rest of the world, for the most part, not every citizen, but in generally speaking, the rest of the world hates what we stand for because of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I believe that with my whole heart.
Yep. Well, I think that a lot of this, when it comes down to it, comes down to one little word called sin. And you can trace everything back to it, whatever way you want to look at it.
Yep. But well said.
Anyway,
thanks, Linda.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it very much. Susan, hang tight. We'll come right back from a break and talk to you. Gino's Auto Service is next. That's Gino's with a J, by the way. And whatever you need for your vehicles, we head into the winter months, getting ready to leave for Thanksgiving. Some of you will be doing, a lot of you will be driving over Thanksgiving. Make sure your vehicle is in top working order, and Gino's can do that for you. But get in there, because appointments will book up fast. 303-794-6700 or ginosautoservice.com.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Gino's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Gino's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Gino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through NAPA Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Gino's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Marianne with Brightview Landscaping Services said, "I would just like to say that we really enjoy working with BES. If I need a toner, I just make a call and they send it out right away. If we have any issues with our equipment, which we rarely do, they come out right away and our copier that we lease works very well. I would highly recommend this company to any business that's interested in having great customer service and equipment that works great. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Susan joining us now. Susan, welcome. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm good.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. You know, the previous caller is so right. It's sin. This really is a battle between good and evil.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we do besides prayer to fight this? Because I don't see, you know, there's half the United States that doesn't want this, and then there it seems to be half that does. So
yeah, I mean, I think, you know, to your point, you know, yes, prayer always, of course, we cannot go without that. On the same token, we need to make sure that we are educating and still proclaiming the things that we know to be truth on a daily basis as well. So, I mean, you know, yes, we pray, but then we also put feet to action and do the things that we
right.
know we can do. And the problem is it's an uphill battle on the other side of the fence because, as I said, you know, I fought with, you know, folks over the weekend, you know, extended family and so on when it comes to, you know, what some people feel is going on with COVID. I mean, some people have really bought into the COVID cult. That's what I'm going to start calling it, the
yeah.
COVID cult, hook, line, and sinker. Because if they really
yeah.
did look at the actual data, and Susan,
I
you and I both have
that.
Said, and I know
I
you're in the
video
you're in the medical
posted.
World as well, but you know, we have both said that is COVID real? Yes, but we're going about handling what's real in completely an unrealistic and in the wrong way. And
right.
that is not protecting those who are the most vulnerable, but allowing the rest of society to do what it needs to do daily, which is live.
Right.
We're not doing that.
No, we're not. So what do we do as conservatives and people who believe in the Constitution? I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I foresee us having another civil war.
Well, and some of what we saw happen, and we talked about that in a 3 o'clock hour with Jared Stepman, some of what happened in D.C. over the weekend are some of those very things. And, you know, will it come to that? I that's the one prayer I have, Susan. I pray to God not. I hope that that does not happen. You know, we lost, you know, so many men, so many women, so many families in the Civil War that we already fought back in the 1800s. I do not want to see it come to that again. But I will also tell you that there are enough patriots, which is the same thing we had during the Civil War. Those patriots were on both sides. And there's going to be folks that think that on the other side, they're a patriot, although I would argue that, no, they're actually on the communist side. They're not on the patriot side. And patriots aren't going to put up with this forever. I can tell you that right now. And at least half the country is of that.
Right.
And I think that's something worth mentioning on a regular basis, not to instill or incite, you know, violence, Susan, but to flat out just say that, hey, you know what? The other side, our side, is getting tired of being bullied by the other side. And when something doesn't go the way the other side wants, they resort to violence. It's not our side that's been resorting to violence. It's the other. But what I don't think the other side understands is we're the ones that are liable to clean house on the other side when it comes to that. And I don't think they think about that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It's just, I don't know. You know, I've completely turned off the news.
Me too.
I didn't know.
I don't watch it.
I didn't know until last night that things had changed, that we had to be in by 10 o'clock.
yeah.
It's crazy.
On the plus side, and there was a story I was going to read earlier that I might as well just mention now. On the plus side, there are even folks in law enforcement. There's a New York sheriff, for example, that, you know, Cuomo has basically puts into effect that no more than 10 people can gather for Thanksgiving. Well, there's a New York sheriff. There's a whole long litany of things that he basically, said basically regarding Thanksgiving in the executive order. And the Fulton County Sheriff's Office basically said, we will not, all caps, be enforcing it against our county residents. Frankly, I'm not sure it could sustain a constitutional challenge in court for several reasons. And basically, this guy actually goes on to say, Susan, that, you know what, if you're worried about masquerading your car or making sure people park down the street and walk to your home, the reality is we are not going to be policing this. We don't care. You're going to celebrate Thanksgiving like you always have, and frankly, you have the right to do so. So go about your business in our county, because as a sheriff's office, we're not going to worry about it. Good for him, by the way.
Yeah, good for him.
And that's what we're going to need to see more of, Susan, is actual law enforcement saying, guess what, guys? We're not going to do this any longer. You're on your own.
Yeah.
Once we start seeing more of that, I think we're all going to be in better shape. The key is, how do we get those folks to believe in what we're doing?
Right. And then, you know, John, the election here in Colorado, you know, you and I are both Colorado natives, and I just can't believe the things that have passed.
Yep. Well, we're a total blue state now, Susan. It's not the same state we grew up in.
It makes me sick.
Yep.
We have just everything that passed. We know what passed. I don't have to repeat it.
No, we do not. And it's sad as a Colorado native to watch what our home state has become. And I'm afraid, Susan, either folks like you and I have to figure out our own little niche and the things that we need to do on our own to make it worthwhile for us to stay here, or we're going to have to go someplace else, one of the two.
Right.
I hate to say that, but that's ultimately what it's going to come down to.
Right.
I haven't given up the fight yet, but boy, I tell you what, it's getting tougher and tougher each day.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
Susan,
thanks, John.
Keep up the great fight. No, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. I do. I very much appreciate it and everybody else that called in during this particular hour. Richard, my son, will join us here right after Kurt Rogers on our Monday Mortgage Minute, so we'll get an update on things that are going on with the virus and sports and different things along those lines. So we'll come right back, though. Don't go anywhere. Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist, wants to help you out. If you're in that market, you're in need of a reverse mortgage, you just want to know more, Bruce would love to help you out. Call him today at 303-467-7821 or go to klzradio.com.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future.
A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. As I said earlier, Richard will join us here at the 5 o'clock mark. He's going to talk about the vaccine. We'll do some other things as well. I do have a video that I'm going to play as much of it as I possibly can, and I will do my best to work that into the 5 o'clock hour. It literally is the COVID Cult by Thomas Woods. You can go look at that yourself. Find it on most likely YouTube. I don't know how long that will actually stay up and or how long Facebook and the likes will keep those things up. There is a huge effort on the part of the left and the organizations that they own, i.e. Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. I can go down the list, folks, with the exception of Parler and MeWe. It's pretty much everything else on the other side of the fence. So when it comes to these sorts of things, there will be other platforms that will arise and already have, thankfully. That's the way things should work in this country. And hopefully there'll be some competition there. On the same token, I do believe there's things, as Susan pointed out a moment ago, there are things that we as conservatives can continue to do outside of praying, which, by the way, is something we need to do on a daily basis. Pray for our country, our leaders, those that are able to affect the outcome of certain things. Yes, we need to continue to pray for those. But on the same token, we need to do our best to continue to stand for truth, not back down, not be moved in a way that we shouldn't be, educate the other side, and do all of this, by the way, in a way that's very tactful and in a very organized manner whereby we get our voices heard. And do it in a way where I don't care if it upsets the other side, but it's done in such a way that it's tactful, tasteful, and it gets the point across to those who will listen. I realize there's folks that aren't going to listen. I get that. But trust me, folks, there are those that will, and there are some that can be swayed to the right direction if we do this correctly. We'll talk more about that in the 5 o'clock hour, and that's partly what I will do then. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Hour number 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.